What up? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Impact Sports Radio Show presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. My name is Chris Asbrock, and as always, I am your host. And today we're going to take a look at Paul versus Mayweather, the boxing exhibition that happened over the weekend, and kind of take a look, you know, and discuss that a little bit here. So, Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather. Now, there's been a lot of discussion lately, not even really lately, about, you know, is boxing dead? You know, and that kind of stuff, or, you know, and it's basically kind of, it's kind of resurfaced now, especially with the Paul brothers and the, and their infiltration of boxing and the Triller events that have been put on over the last, you know, months, year, whatever. Just kind of how you look at it there. Now, I, for one, I've been covering MMA. I'll be the first one to admit I'm not a boxing guy. When I cover combat sports, you know, I cover, you know, MMA, you know, pro wrestling. I've never really been a big boxing guy. However, I will admit, when there's a big boxing event, nothing tops it in terms of the combat sports, because boxing knows how to put on those big events, the major events. They do a simply phenomenal job of putting those events on. Now, you know, when you look at it overall, you know, the Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor event, you know, a lot of people were upset at that, you know, result and how that, you know, how that fight played out. Folks, you know, that I, you know, when we were kind of breaking down the fight or the preview of it, you know, years ago, I was telling people like, hey, this is how this fight's going to play out. I mean, you don't really, you know, you don't have to be a so-called expert to, you know, to watch Floyd Mayweather and see how his fights played out, especially towards the latter part of his career, which is where we are now. And, you know, this is, I'm trying to think of the easiest way to put it. Like, this fight here, the Floyd Mayweather exhibition versus Logan Paul, is one that was not a very good look for boxing. Even though it was put on by Showtime, and Showtime does a great, great, great job of putting on events, boxing, MMA. They do a simply fantastic job of putting on combat sports events, period. So even though this was put on by Showtime, it's still what happened in that, you know, in that so-called exhibition, not a good look. Why do I say that? Simply because of Floyd Mayweather and his inability to take out Logan Paul. I say that because Floyd Mayweather is the greatest boxer of our generation. Dude is undefeated. And let's be honest. I, you know, at least on here, on the podcast here, where, you know, I haven't been able to put on, you know, as many combat sports podcasts as I would have liked, you know, over the last couple months. But in terms of, you know, the combat sports realm, I can't stand the Paul brothers. I flat out despise those two. I can't stand them. Flat out cannot stand Logan and Jake Paul. I think it's ridiculous that they are coming in here to the combat sports world and doing what they're doing. I can't stand it. However, what Logan Paul was able to do against Floyd Mayweather, last 8 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, flat out impressive. And Logan Paul left that fight on Sunday night with his head held high, and as well he should have. Props to you, man, for hanging in there as long as you did. That's an impressive feat. So, you know, when you see that happen, and this is what drives me nuts, when you've got guys like Logan and Jake Paul, who they have picked, you know, everyone was all up in arms, you know, pumping the tires of Jake Paul when he knocked out Ben Askren. Seriously, Ben Askren is a joke of a striker. And you saw that was going to happen. He was not going to beat Jake Paul. He flat out was not going to beat him. That was going to happen. And like I said, you could see it coming from a mile away. Everyone in MMA was rooting for Ben Askren to flat out knock out Jake Paul. It wasn't going to happen. I mean, you get a guy. So the Paul brothers have done a great job, like I said, of picking and choosing the guys they face. Now, let's be honest here. Logan Paul, dude just made a boatload of cash facing Floyd Mayweather. Good for him. Good for him. But when you get into the combat sports world and you're facing pro fighters, you have to be able to, those fighters have to be able to knock those Paul brothers out. And that's what should have happened here in this fight against Floyd Mayweather. This is all on Floyd Mayweather. All of it falls on Floyd Mayweather. You can't badmouth Logan Paul in this fight at all. You simply can't. All the criticism should fall on the shoulders of Floyd Mayweather. The fact that he was unable to knock out Logan Paul in an exhibition match. Granted, like I said, it would not have, win or lose, it wasn't going to affect Floyd Mayweather and, his professional record. It wasn't a professionally sanctioned fight because, as you know, no governing body was going to sanction that fight. It had to be an exhibition. So it was not going to happen to where it was going to matter. He should have flat out murked Logan Paul, and he did not. So now you are giving the Paul brothers more ammunition to come in there and face whoever, thinking that they can do it. Like I said, this has nothing to do with the Paul brothers, and this has to do with the fighters and their inability to take these guys out. Because, Floyd Mayweather, let's be honest, and he did it. So we shouldn't be, too stunned at this fight, But you're Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather has done, towards the latter part of his career, has been able to sleepwalk through fights. That's just what he's done. He's been able to sleepwalk through a fight. Because he towards the end, defensive fighter, boom, 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 get in and out of there, take very little damage, go home, collect your paycheck. That's what he's been able to do, and he wins fights that way. And that's exactly what happened here. So you shouldn't be stunned that that happened in this instance. But also, you're Floyd Mayweather, and you're facing a guy who is not a professional boxer. You got to flat out light him up and murk him. He should have been knocked out. Now, there was the video that did kind of surface to where it looked like Floyd knocked out Logan Paul and kept him upright as he was holding him. You know what? In a situation like that, and that's where, people are going to say, these fights are, they're worked and everything like that. And, they're throwing fights. That's not going to happen in this situation because it's going to cause a lot of problems for everyone. But like I said, in this situation here, this falls on Floyd Mayweather and his inability to knock out Logan Paul. Now, the fight with Jake Paul coming up on August 28th, Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. That's an intriguing fight. I am very intrigued by this fight and how that is going to play out. Because, there's a rematch clause in there for Tyron Woodley. And I tell you what, Tyron Woodley's going to come into this fight. He's not going to be like Ben Askren. He's not going to just go in there, collect his paycheck, go home. That's not going to be Tyron Woodley in this case. Tyron Woodley is a solid striker. He's an older fighter. I believe he's 40, I think is what it is. So, yeah, he's at the end of it. I mean, he's lost his last four fights with the UFC. So, yeah, the dude's he's done, and he's been out-wrestled in those last four fights. But, in this situation here, he should be able to get the job done against Jake Paul. However, do I think that's going to happen? I don't know. I truly don't know if I got a feeling now that Jake Paul's going to come out there, and I think he's going to. He might put on a little bit of a show here and take it to Tyron Woodley. I think that could happen. Legitimately could happen. Now, like I said, Ben Askren, you saw that coming from a mile away. If you were an MMA fan, you saw that coming from a mile away. Ben Askren was just going to go in there, collect his paycheck, and get murdered. And that's exactly what happened. Again, they're picking and choosing the guys they face. That's how this is working. Now, let's be honest. You know, if these guys, if they picked, you know, some of these fighters have to go in there and they got to take care of the Paul brothers. Flat out take care of them, knock them out, flatline them, boom, done, game, set, match. That's what has to happen in these fights. It's not happening. And that is just continuing to enable the freak show circus fights. And that's what I don't like. I mean, are they entertaining every now and then? Yeah, they are. You know, the Conor Floyd. Okay, yeah, that was entertaining. That wasn't too bad. But, you know, Nate Robinson. I mean, come on now. Like, this kind of stuff, you know, it's got to stop. And, you know, the only way that is going to stop is if these fighters start smoking these guys and putting them down for the count. That's the only way this is going to stop. And that has to start happening. Because you're enabling these guys to think that they can just hop in any realm of combat sports and hang in there and do it. And that's not how, you know, that's not how this works. You know, there have been a lot of guys who have, you know, spent a ton of their lives training to be the best they can be and the best in their business. And it's all becoming a mockery by these two guys, by these two YouTube stars who come in thinking that they can just do it. These guys have to start setting an example and knocking them out and just, you know, showing them, hey, you know, you're not going to be able to just come into our, you know, our realm here of combat sports and think you can do it. You have to be able to prove yourself. And these guys picking and fighting or picking and choosing who they're going to fight, that doesn't help anybody out. Yet they're making a big paycheck. And you know what? And the other guys are too. Good on them. I'm not going to bash anybody for, you know, going out and making money. You do you, man. You be you. You go out there and you do what you got to do. Make your money. But, you know, if you're going to choose to do it this way, you got to learn that there might be some consequences coming with it. And the fact that Floyd Mayweather was unable to knock out Logan Paul in an 8-round exhibition match, come on, man. That's, you know, that's where we got to start really. Like I said, I can't, as much as I despise the Paul brothers, like I said, and I do, I despise them. I can't stand those two. But I ain't going to bash them because, you know, they're making their money. And, you know, like I said, they're picking and choosing guys that are going to make them look good and continue to build themselves up. But if you step in the ring with a Floyd Mayweather, again, the greatest boxer of our generation, you've got to be able, you know, you should expect that Floyd's going to, you know, to take you out. And Floyd didn't do that. So, with that being said, is that the end of Floyd Mayweather? You know, that's something that, you know, Floyd, I don't know for a fact, but I would have to think that Floyd Mayweather probably overestimated himself, and he certainly underestimated Logan Paul. Because for that to happen, to where Paul stayed in there, had to be a shock. I mean, let's be real. I have to think that's, you know, that's kind of how that played out. So, you know, that's something to, you know, to think about here. You know, it's just, you know, it's been a while since I've been able, like I said, to, you know, to podcast here, you know, battling, you know, COVID and then, being on vacation, just getting back here. But, it's kind of nice being able to talk combat sports again with everyone. Granted, this is just a, you know, quick episode, getting it out there, trying to get back in here on a regular rotation where we're going to discuss, you know, the Bengals coming up, Cincinnati Reds right now, UFC, you know, all the combat sports here coming up. So, as always, thank you guys so much. And we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you again so much for listening here. Make sure you follow me on Twitter @IamChrisAsbrock and also @ISCincy on Twitter as well. Make sure you check out the website, www.iscincy.com. That is www.iscincy.com. And as you know, or if you do know, if you know me personally, you know that I am on a quest to lose 105 pounds by next June for vacation then. So, you know, I'm already down 20 or so pounds. So if you've been following me on my quest, you know that I am using the phenomenal products at FNX Fit, as I'm a brand ambassador there. So make sure you check out www.fnxfit.com for all your fitness needs. They've got phenomenal products. So make sure you check those out. However, if you want 15% off your next purchase, use the promo code BDIESEL for 15% off of that next purchase. That is capital B and a capital D on that. So again, it's www.fnxfit.com and use the promo code BDIESEL for 15% off of your next purchase. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode here, and make sure you stay tuned as I'll be back. Hopefully to be able to talk UFC 263, Israel Adesanya taking on Marvin Vettori for the second time, and also Davison Figueiredo and Brandon Moreno, which is set to be a phenomenal fight. So it's a great UFC pay-per-view this coming weekend, June 12th. So make sure you check it out. And as always, thank you guys so much for your support, and have yourselves a fantastic rest of your week. Take care, everybody.